occasionally then, people do ask me, they say, what's that? Well, I think, yes. You want me to say, I don't know. Because then the visitor will say, oh, it's this. I know something the lady doesn't know. So then they feel very happy. So I have to be quite a diplomat with the visitors and try to work out what it is they want. What irritates me sometimes is people come in. Now, you can buy a guidebook. You can buy an expensive guidebook with lots of pictures, or a cheap sheet with information, or a children's guide. Now, quite often the children's guide is very good. But sometimes people have no guidebook, and they come in, and they say, tell us about this room. Well, I think, no, why should I tell you everything? You can buy a guidebook. But I don't say that. I tell them a few things. I don't tell them everything. Whereas if they have got a guidebook, and they've looked at it, and perhaps they don't quite understand something, the guidebooks aren't always very clear, the adult ones, or they're very interested, then I will tell them more, because there's always lots more that we could tell them. Say about the family or so on. Very often what people are interested in is aspects of the former owners or what's happening today. I mean, they know the house is historical, they like all the old things, but somehow they want a link with today. So what about today? Now, quasi-government, something's quasi means almost. So the trust is not government, it's a non-government organisation, but many people think that it is. And many people sort of take it for granted, or they're rude about it, as they're rude about the BBC, Auntie BBC, or Nanny National Trust, telling us this and that. So sometimes it's problematic to make it clear that we are independent. There are commercial pressures. We all need more money. The university needs more money here. Every organisation's always trying to get more money, to sell more things, to realise their assets more. Sometimes you feel commercial pressures outweigh other aspects of what we're doing. Then there's a question of what we're preserving. Say, in the beginning, the trust focused on land. Then, because of problems with country houses around the time of the two world wars, we took an interest in houses. So that, again, many British people think the National Trust is all about looking after big houses of rich people who weren't necessarily particularly nice people or good people. They just had lots of money and built nice houses. So that is why, increasingly, the Trust is diversifying, if you like. So I mentioned that it owns a prison and at least one factory. It owns the houses of two of the Beatles. These are fairly new acquisitions to show that it's not just a question of rich houses, lovely pictures, porcelain and so on. It's also about how people live. Something else which the Trust owns, well, are slums. It owns a slum flat in Glasgow. Very small flat of a poor person, but who kept the flat nicely, so visitors can go and appreciate it. So we're preserving more different things. But then we can say, who is it for? Because those original members, the 100 members, were, yes, middle-class white people who perhaps lived in houses a bit like some of the country houses. But Britain is a multicultural society now. We're not all middle class and white. We're from many countries of many faiths. So perhaps we should reflect that. If it's going to be a national trust, it needs to be more national. Now this year, 2007, is the anniversary, 200th anniversary of the passing of the Anti-Slave Trade Bill. So slavery could not be traded, still slaves. So amongst other things, the trust is looking at, if you like, the contribution of slavery to the houses and property that it owns. I'm involved in a project to involve more poor families in trust properties, to make things more accessible. So if you're looking at a house which has very expensive Chinese porcelain or pictures of Henry VIII worth £1 million, it's a bit different from your own house and lifestyle. So what's the link? We're trying to discuss this, find the stories, make the link for people so the trust is more truly national. But as I said at the beginning, it's not just for British nationals, you're welcome too. So I hope indeed James will organise a trip to a property.